Part 2. Krishna philosophizes worship of Govardhan Hill. Shukadeva Goswami then said, "When Lord Keshava heard the statements of his father Nanda and other senior residents of Vraja, he addressed his father as follows, just to arouse anger in Lord Indra. It is by the force of karma that a living entity takes birth, and it is by karma alone that one meets his or her destruction. One's happiness, distress, fear, or sense of security all arise as the effects of karma. Even if there is some supreme controller who awards all others the results of their activities, he or she must also depend upon a performer's engaging in activity. After all, there is no question of being the bestower of fruitive results unless the fruitive activities have actually been performed. Living beings in this world are forced to experience the consequences of their own particular previous work. Since Lord Indra cannot in any way change the destiny of human beings, which is born of their own nature, why should people worship him? Every individual is under the control of one's own conditioned nature, and thus he or she must follow that nature. This entire universe, with all its demigods, demons, and human beings, is based upon the conditioned nature of the living entities. Because it is karma that causes the conditioned living entity to accept and then give up different high and low grade material bodies, this karma is one's enemy or friend, neutral witness, or one's spiritual master and controlling lord. Therefore, one should seriously worship work itself. A person should remain in the position corresponding to one's nature and should perform his or her own duty. Indeed, that by which we may live nicely is really our worshipable deity. If one thing is actually sustaining our life, but we take shelter of something else, how can we achieve any real benefit? We would be like an unfaithful woman who can never achieve any actual benefit by consorting with her paramour. The Brahmana, by studying and teaching the Vedas, maintains his life. The member of the royal order maintains his life by protecting the earth. The Vaishya maintains his life by trade. And the Sudra maintains his life by serving the high twike-born classes. The occupational duties of the Vaishya are conceived in four divisions: farming, commerce, cow protection, money lending. Out of these, we as a community are always engaged in cow protection. The causes of creation, maintenance, and destruction are the three modes of nature: goodness, passion, ignorance. In particular, the mode of passion creates this universe and through sexual combination causes it to become full of variety. Impelled by the material mode of passion, the clouds pour down their rain everywhere. And by this rain, all creatures gain their sustenance. What has the great Indra to do with this arrangement? My dear father, our home is not in the cities or towns or villages. We are forest dwellers. We are always living in the forest and on the hills.